I'd like to speak about something that plagues us all as Christians, and it's something called doubt. You know, the enemy would seek to always bring doubt into our minds, doubt of decisions we're making, doubt in terms of where the Lord is leading us. And look at a few scriptures in the Bible. One is in Luke 24, and how the Lord Jesus dealt with those who doubted. And I love the Lord Jesus Christ, not only because he saved us, but through our doubt and through our trials, he always comes in for us. Mm. And here we see on the road to Emmaus, there were two disciples who were going, and they had doubt in their minds. And we'll read from 24, from verse 13, and it says, "And behold, two of them went from that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things that which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, and they should not know him, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And as one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? Hast thou not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And he said unto them, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and all our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and has crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which had said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. And he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made it so he would have gone further. And they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat down with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And he said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he walked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And so here I want to look at this passage here, where these were people who had seen the Lord. These are people who had walked with the Lord. And they said here that they thought that it was him. They said, but we trusted, in verse 20, it says, trusted that it had been him that should have redeemed Israel. They started to doubt because of the circumstances they were in. When the Lord Jesus Christ joined himself to them, he said, Why are you sad? Why are you troubled? And they did not see the Lord. They didn't recognize the Lord at that time. And sometimes when we go through doubt, we look at every other part of the situation, but we don't see Christ, right? They couldn't see Christ in the situation because they were blinded by the doubt. They were blinded by the things that they thought would have happened. And the Lord Jesus Christ joined up himself to them, but they didn't see him. And I just want to encourage us that we're all going to go through doubt as Christians. But the Lord Jesus Christ is always there. Lord Jesus Christ was walking with them. Even through their doubt, even through their trouble, the Lord Jesus Christ was with them every step of the way. And it goes back to the scripture that we can always rest on, is that the Lord Jesus Christ said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Is that we don't have to, even though we go through the doubt, the Lord is every step of the way. But it says also that the Lord Jesus Christ, as it went down, it says that he began to expound to them the scriptures and the things concerning himself. And that's how the Lord Jesus Christ always reminds us of his work, right? He reminds us through his word. He reminds us through his word and his work. That's how he encourages us with the doubt. When we look at what the Lord Jesus Christ has done, when we look at the work that he did for us on the cross, when we look at all the things that he has brought us through, and we look at his word, this is what can reassure us that we don't have to have any doubt. We have a God that not only hears, but answers prayer. And it says that he It says in verse 27, beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded them in all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And that's a beautiful thing. As we read God's word, it's not just us resting on his promises, but also seeing himself in his word, right? Is that all throughout scriptures, from the beginning of the book to the end of the book, is about the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's how we can be encouraged by his word. We can be encouraged as we sit down and we read God's word and we go through our doubt. We can stand on his promises, but we only have to stand on his promise. We can stand on the person of who he is. And that's the encouragement we can have. But as the Lord Jesus expounded the scripture to them, it says that they drew nigh unto the village and they constrained him to abide. Now, these are people who were discouraged, right? These are people who were going through doubt. But after the Lord brought the scriptures to them, it says that they grabbed onto him. They didn't want him to leave. And this is the change that will happen. When you read God's word, you feel that all the doubt, we feel all the fear and all the things that we have, it washes away. Now they're constraining him to come into the house and they want him to abide with them. They still didn't know who the Lord was. They still didn't know it was the Lord. But is that they had that fervor, that desire. You see that coming back. And it says, as it came to pass, as he sat down with meat with them, he took the bread and blessed it and brake and gave them, and their eyes were opened and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Is that we see here that the Lord Jesus Christ was a guest in their house. Lord Jesus Christ came in, but he became the person who's a blesser, right? He became the person who's now breaking the bread for them in their house. He's blessing it and breaking it, and he's giving it to them. They invited him in. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ does. He becomes a blesser. He becomes a host, and he becomes a servant all in one. And this is what he is to us. He's a person who blesses us. He becomes a servant to us, and this is what he continues to do. And he says that their eyes were opened. Is that their eyes were open, they were able to see the Lord. And that's the thing, that as we spend time with the Lord, as we glean in his word, as we spend time with him, that all these things that we're doubting, all these fears, is like they wash away. And now they only see the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says that as they saw the Lord Jesus Christ, it says in verse 32, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? It's no other better feeling in the world than to spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ. To spend time with him, to hear what he has to say to us, and that their hearts will burn within us. That desire that they had when I could imagine when they first met the Lord, when they first were saved, that same burning desire, the Lord has rekindled that desire towards him. And that's the thing, is that when we go through doubt and we go through trouble, it discourages us as Christians. We start to feel, well, maybe, you know, I'm not going to share this with anybody. You know, I don't like where things are going in my life right now. We start to feel down spiritually. But the Lord is able to rekindle that desire in their hearts. By him, by them just spending time with him, by them just reading his word, they are encouraged. And it says that when they said their hearts burned within them, and when he opened to us the scriptures, it says in verse 33, it says, and they rose at the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told them the things were done by the way and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Is that now it gives them energy. It gives them energy that these were people who were discouraged. These were people who were downcast. And it's a beautiful thing that they have now the spiritual energy to run back to Jerusalem and to declare the good news. Is that when we go through these doubts and we go through these trials, the Lord wants us to go and tell others. He wants to go tell others what he has done from how he has brought us through these trials, how he has brought us through these doubts. And it gives us that spiritual energy to go tell others. And they ran back and they said, you know what? This is what the Lord has done for us. We have a testimony to tell. When we go through these things, when we go through these trials, the Lord wants us to go tell others about what he has done for us. And this is one way in which the Lord helps us with doubt. He encourages us by his word and by spending time with him. Now, I just want to look at one other person, hopefully today, and that's in Matthew 11. Matthew 11 and verse 2. And this was John the Baptist. And he had started to doubt when he was in prison. And it says, now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And see, we know John the Baptist of who he was. He was the person who he baptized the Lord Jesus Christ, right? I mean, he was a forerunner. He knew who the Lord Jesus Christ was. Even in the womb, he knew who the Lord Jesus Christ was. But he found himself in a situation where he was in prison and he was about to die. And he started to doubt. He started to doubt and he said, you know what? Are we looking for somebody else? Is it really you? Are you really the Christ? And we go through situations at times where we find ourselves in these situations where we start to doubt. We know who the Lord Jesus Christ is, as John knew who he was. You know what I'm saying? We know what he's done. But the Lord Jesus Christ reassures us with that doubt by his past victories. And it says that he said, Go and show John those things which you do hear and see. And the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed. He said, Look at my work. Look at my past work. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is that the Lord Jesus Christ reassures us with that doubt when we can look at his past work. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. Not only died on the cross, but he rose again. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ is. He's victorious, right? And so we can look at the past work when we start to feel our doubt coming in, when we start to feel our fear coming in, we can look at the past and we can say, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And we can be reassured in his work. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ reassured him with. He said, look at what I've done in the past and I'm going to do it again. And so we have these different ways that the Lord Jesus Christ reassures us. As we look at our doubt, he reassures us with his word. And we look at this doubt here, he reassures it with his past victories, with his past work. And this is an encouragement that we can have, is that that John, when he could have heard this, I'm sure he felt relieved. He knew he was going about to die. He knew that his head was going to be chopped off. But he knew that, you know what, I have a Savior who has past victory, that he's going to come in for me again. Maybe not in this life, but in a life to come, I know I will have victory. And so we can have that reassurance here that the Lord Jesus Christ has made promises in his word. We can have reassurance here that also that he has past victory. He has past things he has done for us, past things he has brought us through. And we can rest in that assurance. I know sometimes we go through our trials and our doubt, and we seem to only think about the present. We forget about the past, what the Lord has brought us through. But we always could go back to the past things that the Lord has brought us through. I know there were times when you might have been in school. And it might have been a test or something. And you said, you know, I don't know how I'm going to pass that test. I don't know how I'm going to pass this thing. Up to now, I don't even know how I got through college. But I mean, you know, you go through all these tests and all these trials and all these different things. And then you go through different trials, right? When you're at your job, when you have a difficult person that you're going through, right? Or somebody who's being very, very, difficult to you, right? I remember they had a guy at my job. And man, let me tell you, he tried everything to try to make me act Christ-like. And it was very a trying situation. And I prayed and I had to pray and ask the Lord to let me show the love of Christ. We go through different trials when we have trials within our community, with our families, with different things. But the Lord is saying that, you know what? I brought you all through all those trials and I brought you to this point. I can do it again. And that's what we can be reassured. We can be reassured with that the Lord is going to bring us through again because he has done it before. And I think we have time for a few more. One is in John 20, verse 24 with Thomas. John 20, verse 24. And it says, But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see his hands and the print of his nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. And Jesus came, and then Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. I'm going to stop there. And here, Thomas doubted for whatever reason. I don't even know why Thomas doubted. But for some reason, he said that he wouldn't believe until he puts his fingers in. And the Lord Jesus Christ approached Thomas. I like how the Lord Jesus Christ came in from, the doors were shut. First of all, the doors were shut. And the Bible says the Lord Jesus Christ was in the midst. So just from that point, I would have said, you know, my Lord and my God. I wouldn't even have to reach my hands in. You know that the Lord is God. The doors are shut and he comes in. And it says here that in verse 27, it says that Thomas, reach hither my finger. The Lord approached him. And that's the thing, is that the Lord always tries to encourage us when we have discouragement. He came directly to Thomas. He know who had the discouragement. He know who was doubting. And he came directly to him. And that's what the Lord seeks to reach out to us when we go through our doubt and discouragement. The Lord tries to reach out directly. Reach out to us directly. And it says, he reached hither my finger. So he asked him to reach hither his finger and into his side. And he said, my Lord and my God. And I believe that this is when we go through doubt and we go through trouble, the Lord reassures us of who he is. Who he is, and that he is God. And that's all that Thomas could have answered. He said, my Lord and my God. And that's all we have to rest assured, that we trust in God. We don't have to trust in men. We don't have to trust in anybody to come in for us. We can trust in God, because that's who Jesus is. He is truly God. No man could be a bloodless man walking through walls, right? And could come in and could say, reach your finger into my side and into my hands. And that's what we can be assured. When we go through doubt, the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, I am God. I can do anything, right? This is the same God that parted the waters. This is the same God that made the sun stand still. This is the same God that has raised from the dead, has raised people from the dead. This is that same very God. And we can be rest assured in who he is as a person. And I want us to be encouraged as we go through trials, as we go through doubt, as we go through things, which will come, is that the Lord wants to reassure us with his word. He wants to reassure us with the past victories, but he wants to reassure us of who he is, his person, that he is God. And the last one I want to touch on is in Mark chapter 9. And I won't read the whole passage. I'll read from verse 17. One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to the disciples, and they could not cast him out, and they could not. And he answered and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer and bring him unto me? And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since he came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times he cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit and saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one as dead, insomuch that many had said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciple asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? I'll stop there. And here, the Lord reassures us with his present work when we have doubt. The thing is that sometimes we look at people, right? And we say, the Lord could never save that person, right? You know, this is what these people are like. They're like, this guy, he's throwing himself into the fire. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's been like this since a child. And you know what, people, and sometimes we do have that kind of doubt. When we reach out to people, you know, we share a chapter and we're like, well, they're not going to ever receive the Lord, right? I mean, you know, we give it to them, but in our minds we're thinking they're not going to change, right? And I've seen the Lord change people's lives. I remember growing up, there was, my father used to always take me down to pray. And we used to go down to the meeting hall where I grew up, and we used to go down and pray. And there was this guy who used to throw rocks on the roof. So it was a galvanized roof. And it was a metal roof. So every time you hit a rock, and so every time you're praying, you hear the rocks going and stuff like that. And he used to come and he used to try to curse out my father and do all kinds of things. Don't come here. We don't want you praying here. And my father said, well, we're praying for you. And I used to always say, you know what? That guy never gonna change. I said, you know, maybe we should stay home. I told my father, maybe we should stay home. It's not safe, right? I mean, you know, this guy is like, he was like a what they call him, a bad man in the village. He used to go and do all kind of trouble. And you know what? 5 years later, that same guy got saved. And he ended up being a brother in the meeting. And I was just like, I've seen the Lord work in people's lives that you would never believe that these people could be saved. And sometimes the Lord, we underestimate the Lord, right? And what he can do, because we doubt him. We doubt him. We say, well, these people are not going to change, or this situation is never going to change. I'm this way. This is the situation I'm in. It's not going to change. But the Lord comes in and he changes the situation completely. You know what I'm saying? And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ did. And I love this saying that this guy said in verse 24. He said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Is that sometimes that's how we are. We believe the Lord, but we need help with our unbelief. We still have that little unbelief. We still have that thing where we still doubt the Lord that, you know, yes, I believe that the Lord died for my sins. Yes, I believe that he is God. But I still have that unbelief that he can't help me in this situation. And the Lord is saying here that, you know what? He said, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. And he says, you know what? If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. This is what the Lord says, right? He says, all things are possible. All we have to come to him and believe that he can do it. And sometimes the Lord has to encourage us with his present work that he continues to do. And that he can change lives. He can change situations. You know, I've seen people who are at it. You know what I'm saying? Who are back and forth, right? And the Lord can change that situation. The Lord can change lives. The Lord can change situations. And I just wanted to bring these four situations that we can be encouraged with. That the Lord first in Emmaus, that he encouraged them with his word. All the scriptures is concerning himself. If you want to be encouraged, go to the Bible. The Lord is speaking about himself throughout the word. It says from Moses and the prophets. So I know some people, we only like to look at, you know, the New Testament. But the Old Testament, from the front of the book to the back of the book, it speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. Even some people say even the cover, because it says Holy Bible. So from the cover to cover, it speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we go through with Thomas. Thomas, he reminds us about his victory, right? He reminds about his victory, who he is, because he's God. We can trust in him. We can trust him. When we have doubt, we can go to him. He's God. And then also with John the Baptist, he encourages us with his past work, with the things he's brought us through. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. There's times where I can say, you know what I'm saying, you know, when I had, we had our kids when we were in our 20, 23, right? And sometimes I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I still don't know what I'm doing. Some people may say, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, but I seen where the Lord brought me through, right? The Lord brought us through to where we are today. And it's only because of the Lord. I look back and I said, you know, how do I even get here? How do I get to this point? I feel the Lord has, I see how the Lord's hand in guiding me, right? And guiding me in where he has brought us to. So I can look at the past and say, you know what? This is where the Lord has brought me. And then here we could look at his present work. When we look at doubt, when we start to doubt how the Lord can work, maybe we could be in a situation where we feel we're out of a job or we feel we're in a situation or family member or something where we feel we're at a place where the Lord can't help. The Lord shows us each and every time that he could come in for us. He can help us. Even the situation may be dire. This guy was throwing himself into the fire. Since he was a child, right? He was doing all kind of things. And the Lord Jesus Christ was able to heal this young man. And I like how the Lord Jesus Christ did. It says, after when he was dead, the Lord Jesus Christ reached out his hand and brought him up. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ continues. He continues to reach out to us. He continues to encourage us through his word, through his work, through who he is. And he's saying, you know what? You don't have to doubt. I'm here. And I'm God, and I will always come in for you. For his name's sake, amen.
Amen.